Everyone has something they do after punching the time card, a hobby or a special interest. But commentator Baxter Black says that some people's after-hours activities actually define who they are.
I'd like to talk to y'all about a certain kind of person that ranks in my mind with duck hunters. Now, don't get your gander up. I'm not going to say anything about duck hunters. After all, what can you say about someone who gets up in the middle of the night, in the middle of the winter, and then goes out and stands in water all day up to his buckle and then shoots a duck? But I'm not talking about duck hunters, no. The kind of people I'm talking about are horse people. Yes, you may have one in your family. You know it when you sat down at the table with a horse person, because the first thing they start talking about is horses. On and on and on, and if there's two of them, you might as well get up and leave, because you ain't going to get a word in edgewise, and cowboys are the worst. You can be driving down the road, three of you in the front seat of the pickup, and you'll pass by this big old meadow. There'll be 52 sorrel geldings out there, each one of them with one stalking leg and a little snip right on the end of his nose. And this guy sitting in the middle will say, "See that 1/17th from the left? I broke him in 1993. How are you going to argue with somebody like that? Or you go out to their place and they say, Doc, it's good to see you. I just got a brand new horse. I know you'll want to look at him." See, they think because you're a veterinarian that you care. Which, of course, I do. Well, I have a confession to make. I have come to realize over the years that I have been a horse person all along. Yes, I sat there observing, just like you listening to this commentary, the obsession of horse people with their beasts, saying, "Yeah, I know people like that," never realizing that I, too, was afflicted. It all came into focus one cruel winter evening, 15 degrees, 20-mile-per-hour winds, and snowing hard. Our company had just arrived, and I had recently acquired a spectacular King Ranch gelding. I mean, the brand alone was worth $100. In my excitement, I offered, "Listen, I got a really dandy new horse. He's as shiny as a new Dodge Dually, smooth as silk pajamas on a snake, light as feathers on angel food cake, and he'll eat truffles out of your hand. How'd you like to slip out to the corral and have a look?" Out of the corner of my eye, I saw my wife display an arched brow, a sign of warning, not unlike the one you see on a teamster's face when he's about to take a bullwhip to a wayward oxen. You've seen it often in Hillary's eyes. She calmly said, "Honey, it's 20 below outside. The drifts are 6 feet deep between here and the barn, not to mention the fact that your mother is 80 years old."
The comments of cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal veterinarian Baxter Black.